This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Good afternoon, Iltans, and welcome back to our last CEO podcast for 2019. My name is Bethann Stubbe, and I'm the editor of Peer to Peer, and I'm thrilled to speak yet again with ILTA CEO, Joy Heath-Rush, and we're going to talk all things ILTACon Europe, our upcoming organizational and strategic goals. We'll get a little bit of a sneak peek. Our January Ascend volunteer meeting, and what we can look forward to as we move into this brave new world of 2020 and hopefully beyond. So welcome, Joy. Thanks for joining.
Hey, glad to be here, Bethann. When you said the last one of 2019, I'm like, where did that go? It feels like I just did the last one of 2018, like last week.
It's been a really busy year for you. Do you want to talk about that at kind of a high level for us?
Yeah, I mean, I think that for me, the most important thing for 2019 was to listen. And for those of you that have followed the podcast over the past year and my columns, I've talked about listening, listening, listening. And the best way to listen is to go and do it in person. I mean, virtual is great, but sometimes there's nothing like doing it in person. So I've had the chance to listen and speak with members, with volunteers, with sponsors and business partners, with the press, with just people who are in general interested, our sister organizations, and say, how could ILTA be more valuable to you? What does ILTA do that's great? How could ILTA be better? And so I've had the opportunity to talk with literally hundreds of people in the past year. And boy, talk about a great job. It doesn't get any better than that. So I've talked with ILTAns in Australia, and I've talked with ILTAns in Toronto and all over the United States, and I've had the chance to speak at some wonderful events held by our affiliate organizations, to attend local meetings, which is one of my most favorite things to do, is to go to a local meeting when I'm traveling. And what I kept hearing was, ILTA is so great, but here's how ILTA could be better. And that's the key, is not to rest on our laurels, as the saying goes, but to continuously try to improve and to reflect how our industry is changing and how legal technology is changing and how the business of law is changing in order to continue to be not only relevant, but essential.
And I think that brings us directly into the conversations we've seen on site at our meetings. We just got back from ILTACon Europe. You know, it was a resounding success. We had some really great press interviews. We had some fantastic business partner interactions. And for a two-day event, it went in a much more agile form than I think we may have even hoped for. Do you want to talk about what you've taken as kind of your feedback from that event?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for one thing, we changed the name. We rebranded it as ILTACon Europe very purposefully because it's not just a UK event. And we had many countries represented, and we had, I think, about 50 people from the continent, which was great. We have someone from Copenhagen on our organizing team now, which I'm delighted with. But the two-day format, the rebranding, we did a bunch of workshop-y kinds of things, which was a little bit new. So we used ILTACon Europe to try some ideas that we may bring to other events around the world, as well as to continue to enhance our event in Europe and elsewhere. And so I love that we got such great feedback from it. One of the things that we started at ILTACon in Florida in August, and then we evolved it for ILTACon Europe, was something we call New to Legal at ILTACon. And in Orlando, we called it Law Firm 101. But at ILTACon Europe, we called it New to Legal. And this has just been an incredible success. That is, we all have people on our teams who have never worked in a corporate law department or a law firm before. They're technical people with great technical skills, but they don't understand how the practice of law works. They don't have the vocabulary of a conflicts check or an engagement letter or outside counsel guidelines. They don't know what any of that means. And so it's a way of bringing people that are new to legal kind of into our world, giving them our vocabulary and allowing them to be more effective. I mean, this idea came to me a long, long time ago when I was inside a law firm. And we had some systems go down because that happened 20 years ago. And we needed to bring the conflicts of interest system up first quickly. And I can remember talking to an engineer who was like, well, there are only like six people who use that system. Why would that be first? And I said, well, because we can't take in new business without this. And we can't take on more clients. He didn't know that. He didn't understand it. And then once I explained to him the business purpose, he's like, oh my God, I get it. This is a super critical system. But the only context he had was that a system only six people used. And that's the kind of thing that ILTA is uniquely positioned to offer. And I was just so glad to have it be a great success in Orlando and then evolve to the next level for ILTACON Europe.
And it seems to me, not just as a staff member, but certainly mm-hmm. as a staff member, that every time we do an event, we're able to take something tangible that we've learned or something practical and move it on. And as we head into Denver for our annual volunteer meeting, Ascend, there are some programming pieces that we'll be able to bring in there that are coming directly from ILTACON Europe.
There's no question about that. And the other thing that we're doing increasingly, and we can also talk about this in the context of organizational change, is we're trying to keep our events from being silos of programming. So we're taking our programming and looking at it holistically for the year. So if we're doing some, if you put it in a college parlance, you know, instead of 101 or 201 level content, if we're doing 301 and 401 level content, which is what people are asking for at ILTACON and ILTACON Europe, we have to give folks some way to get that 101 and 201 content so they can be part of the more advanced conversation in person. And so it's partnering our teams who are working on ILTACON, who are working on LegalSec, who are working on ILTACON Europe, with the folks who are delivering podcasts and webinars and are working with you on publications throughout the year, so that we can create this continuum of programming that isn't just a conference pops up and it doesn't relate to everything else we're doing. And what you're talking about is how we take these topics that come out of our conferences and build on them for programming throughout the year is absolutely critical. And from an organizational perspective, that's one reason why we made the decision earlier this year to move all of our education-related people into a new education department, which is not something that had existed exactly in that way in ILTA before. And so the folks who are doing the virtual programming and who are working on conferences and events from a content perspective all report together, local meetings, education, business partner-sponsored education like roadshows. And they're all within one education department umbrella so that they can communicate and create this more, again, holistic approach to our programming, which really excites me, actually.
And I think it's going to only continue to be something that's a pipeline for our volunteers, but really our meeting attendees and our everyday ILTANs who come looking for that type of programming, but who really need answers as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it also, if we have more structure around our quote-unquote day-to-day deliverables, then we also have the opportunity to create white space to do what I call just-in-time programming. So the bleeding edge e-publication that we introduced in 2019, the new series we introduced called Rip from the Headlines. This is stuff that allows us to be more agile with topics that are really brand new and the things that pop up during the year that require us to cover them in order to help our members. And I'm really excited about that too. This combination of a more holistic view of a year that's kind of planned out and that iterates on itself and builds to some of our conference events. And then interspersed with that are these really cutting edge, really current topical things is a great combination of programming for us to offer.
What do you think we'll see in January in Denver at Ascend?
Well, I think one of the things that is most exciting is having all these volunteer teams work together in some of their program planning. So there'll be breakout sessions. You know, the ILTACON team will be working, the LegalSec team will be working, the content teams will be working individually to plan their year, but in the context of what each other team is doing, so that again, they can produce this essentially calendar that you could look at and see, yep, I get it. I could kind of follow an innovation track, or I could follow a knowledge management track, or I could follow a security topic from the first quarter of the year through the fourth quarter of the year and have a combination of of virtual education and local meetings and conference activities that are all around this topic that might be very interesting to me. So bringing the volunteers together, not only to work face-to-face on their own individual programs, but to create this model of holistic programming throughout the year, that's what I'm most excited about. We'll also be doing some interesting things. As many of you know that are listening, we're in the middle of a strategic planning cycle. So ILTA does 3-year strategic plans, and the current strategic plan, quote unquote, expires in August of 2020. So the board is actively involved in strategic planning. Well, one of the things we're going to be doing at Ascend, when we have so many of our most active involved volunteers in one place, is to do a series of hackathons about strategic issues that are facing the organization, things like generational change. And we hear a lot about generational change in the context of learning models. And yes, we're absolutely thinking about that. You know, do people of different generations learn differently? Do we need to have shorter virtual sessions? Do we need to do more interactive things? That's all important to the programming we deliver, but it really has impact for volunteering. One of the trends in volunteering right now is what was called micro-volunteering. And this has been critical in getting, you know, people who are early in their career and may not be given the opportunities by their organizations to devote 5 hours a week, say, to volunteering, that maybe they can have a micro-volunteering opportunity that's an hour a month and very targeted to help them become involved as volunteers, to grow in their profession, but also to manage their time as, you know, they're new in their organizations or jobs as well. So that's this kind of how to deal with generational change in volunteering is one of the topics that we're going to be doing a hackathon on with our volunteers, and it'll inform the strategic planning process. So I'm very excited about that.
I think it's going to be, you know, as we keep saying, a major change as we head into 2020. So let's talk about it. It's a brave new world. The John Elber pieces, the futurist ideas. 2020 was always kind of that pedestal year. What now?
Well, yeah, will we now look at 2030 maybe? But I think that it's a shorter time horizon. I mean, it's very difficult for us to think of 10 years out. That's almost too far in the future. The pace of change is so rapid that 2025 seems more reasonable to think of as our future. We're certainly going to look back and see what we predicted in 2010 and whether it's come true. But there are so many transformative things happening as we speak in the business of law, that I think a lot of our conversation as we head into 2020 and through 2020 is going to be not how technology is driving changes in the practice, but how changes in the business models are leveraging technology and in some cases pushing technology into new areas because of the changes in the business models. I mean, it's been in the news the last couple of weeks that I think it's Reed Smith has attained a business status in the UK that basically puts it on par with the big four accountancies in terms of how the business is structured. This is not an accident. This is purposeful. This is dealing with changes in the marketplace. Now, our membership task force has been looking very hard at what it means to be an ILTA member and an organization like one of the big four who are in the legal practice today would not be able to be members of ILTA, but maybe they should be. And we're looking at issues like that as the business changes. At an event that I attended in Sao Paulo, actually, earlier this year, which was fantastic, there was a speaker from Hogan Lovells who was talking about a model that they had brought to the table for a major engagement, where they were only providing about, I don't know, maybe a quarter of the services, but they were kind of masterminding the plan, the strategy behind this engagement, and helping manage the alternative legal service providers who were picking up some of the other work. So it was profitable work for them. It leveraged their experience handling these kinds of matters, but also made the cost much more manageable for the client. And that was an absolutely fantastic session. And I came out of it and said, honestly, that should have been mandatory listening for anybody who's in any leadership position in a law firm or a corporate law department, because it did such a great job of summarizing how matters might look in the future and what it means for our business models. And then, of course, technology is going to have to support that kind of business model in terms of collaboration, all the other ways in which it's, and project management.
I think that from our perspective, we want to make sure that the content and programming we're putting out covers all of that as well. Mm-hmm. How do you expect ILTA to continue to adapt? If we can only look 5 years ahead, let's break that down even further. Can't have a quarter life crisis. Now you can have a 2 year life crisis.
Oh boy. Let's see, how long till I retire? No, I can't say it.
Please don't say that.
No. I think that it makes these creating, as I said, white space for this just-in-time, very urgent programming. It means that that's not a nice-to-have, it's a must-have. I think it means that some of our volunteer structures which are kind of newish, I'll take the knowledge advisors, for example. We have this group of volunteers, the knowledge advisors, who really are, in a lot of ways, a think tank. And they're trying to keep ahead and make sure that we know the kinds of things that we should be looking at, maybe that aren't on our radar, and they should be on our radar, topics and business issues. Our strategic plan needs to focus on how we can be more agile. And I mean that both in upper and lowercase a, if you will, bringing some of the agile types of disciplines and operational techniques into ILTA's operation as a business, but also as an organization being agile enough that we can spin up new volunteer roles if we need to, that we can take on new topics quickly if we need to, that we can leverage this incredible collective intelligence we have in our trusted resource community.
There's a lot coming up, and it's an exciting period for us. What are you going to leave us with as we close out 2019 and head into the holidays?
Well, the first thing I need to do is just thank everybody for the most amazing year that anybody could have asked for. I mean, as I record this, I've been on board for 13 and a half months. I can honestly tell you, and I've had a lot of great jobs. I loved every minute I spent at Sidley. I loved every minute I spent at Latera. I've had wonderful colleagues. I've had wonderful role models. But this past 13 months has been absolutely the most incredible time in my career. And I have to thank everybody for being so open. You know, that listening means you have to be willing to talk. And people have been very generous with their time and very generous with their ideas, and the passion throughout our community for the ILTA organization is incredible. And it gives me energy. It's just been amazing. So first of all, I have to thank everybody. Secondly, I have to say, 2020 is a big year in a lot of ways. Not only is it this kind of futurist thing, but it's a couple of birthdays for ILTA. It's the 35th birthday of the organization, the incorporation of the organization that became ILTA. It's the 40th birthday of ILTACon, and it's an opportunity to celebrate what ILTA's accomplished and our volunteers and our business partners, all the people that have contributed. So I'm looking forward to that. But I would also say for 2020, for all of you, be prepared for foundational changes in some ways in how legal services are delivered. And those of you who are CIOs that I've talked to a lot, you've often heard me ask this question: where does the money come from? Do you know where the money comes from in your organization? Do you know how it's spent? Do you know what, if you're in a corporate law department, which matters are the most expensive to run, which have the most opportunity to have a mix of providers of legal services? For those of you in law firms, what is your business strategy? Which practices are you trying to grow? Which practices are low in realization and could benefit from technology? It's being part of the business, not just owning this kind of little silo that's technology. And I don't care whether you're on the help desk or a trainer or a CIO or a chief knowledge officer. Read your own press releases that your firm puts out. Watch your website. Look at what lateral groups you're bringing on. Look at the kinds of merger opportunities that you've been undertaking. And learn about the business and be ready to contribute. Because at the end of the day, it's the great business people on top of being good technology that will make a difference in your career, which is a big part of what ILTA is about, is letting you advance and letting you be better at your job and be ready to be more agile and to respond to these changes in the business that will drive changes in technology.
I like that. So let's close with be ready. I'm ready for 2020. Thank you for joining us today and happy holidays.
Happy holidays and happy new year, everyone.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.